Monday morning fun facts. And as we all know, Artemis 2 today is where it flies by the moon. Takes a swing around it. In fact, as we were saying, they feel the Earth's, they feel the moon's gravitational pull now more strongly than the Earth. That means now they're in the lunar sphere of influence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have a whole aesthetic? Mm-hmm. Do they start talking like this? Are they unboxing anything?
Make sure to hashtag it appropriately. Yeah, and taking humans as far as we've ever gone into deep space and getting a look at the backside of the moon. The moon's moon.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm, for the first time in over half a century. You can watch it, too. I know. Ask your, of course, if you're a minor, ask your parental permission for that. No. NASA's YouTube page, they're the ones streaming it 24/7 live stream right now. That's totally for free. But then the flyby itself, which they anticipate about noon our time today, it'll be more widely broadcast on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Hulu, Netflix, HBO Max, and Roku. So it looks like the moon's struck up a streaming deal with all of them.
Could the Rangers maybe talk to NASA about negotiating this deal?
Boy, that'd be neat. We can see the dark side of the moon today, but you can't watch a stinking Rangers
game.
Come
on, get it together.
All right, pilot Victor Glover talks about, man, this is cool.
There was a moment where Mission Control Houston reoriented our spacecraft as the sun was setting behind the Earth. And I don't know what we all expected to see in that moment, but you could see the entire globe from pole to pole. As if you looked really close, you could see the northern lights. It was the most spectacular moment, and it paused all four of us in our tracks.
From there, you can almost see their house from there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that'll happen today, high noon. By the way, going into the weekend, while they're up there, Friday, the White House announced a proposal to cut NASA funding by about 47% in the fiscal year of 2027. So y'all enjoy it up there. They may not be coming home anytime soon.
They're calling it the most daring rescue in American history. An Air Force F-15E shot down in Iran last Friday, and the first crew member was promptly found. The second took a minute or two. Iranian forces swarmed the area. He survived 48 hours, armed with just a gun after climbing a 7,000-foot ridge and hiding in the crevices. He followed protocol. Navy SEALs, Israel, and other forces helped out, and a former Pentagon official warning that this is a signal the U.S. can penetrate anywhere within the country. Now, this morning, we've already destroyed a bridge.
President already
threatening more if the Strait of Hormuz is not opened up. More of an update later today.
Yeah. Yeah, and he used some pretty interesting Easter language on the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's not a good look for Easter Sunday.
I'm a little worried about having him on tomorrow. If tomorrow's the deadline day and that kind of language on the FCC show.
Well, I know.
I mean, we're going to. Well, I guess we would have to call him, and then we'd be fine. We're cleared with the FCC.
We're going to have to have to do that bucket training again, aren't we?
By the way, he joins the military in the Oval Office for a news conference of some sort today.
Yeah.
That also at high noon while we're swinging around the moon. He didn't get the streaming deal at the moon deal.
It's extra.
Also talking about our government, the U.S. State Department has officially said it is now business formal.
Oh.
For the dress code. They've added a dress code for the first time ever in the U.S. State Department's Foreign Affairs Manual. So this establishes department-wide standards for attire in official settings. So they said Marco Rubio, representing the United States of America as an ambassador or other, is an honor. And this new policy ensures that our diplomats project credibility, respectability, and essentially look the part. Now, this is evidently because of over the years, it's gotten a little lax and maybe, you know, it's Hawaiian Shirt Tuesday, even though, you know, it's the ambassador to the Bahamas.
And some wacky guy shows up with a mini chains on.
Stop
a onesie.
Stop wearing flip-flops and a hoodie, something like that. Marco Rubio says, we need to be formal. This should have happened a long time ago as he went off to his, Well, the kids section there at Men's Warehouse. Okay, but he's ready for it. They found him a suit that fit.
The Trump administration looking to give a boost to the Federal Bureau of Prisons in the new budget to the tune of $1.7 billion. And everything old is new again. Or it could be. How about this? Reopening Alcatraz.
Yay.
As a functioning prison. The idea is getting legs. The Don posted last May that it will serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice. No word on what the state of California thinks about this, considering it is a monster tourist attraction and gets about 1.2 million visitors every year.
See, that's where you'll be put if you don't end up wearing, you know, the formal dress code.
Yes.
No, there you go.
I don't know that they're going to go to Alcatraz. I don't think so.
We know you can get out of it. Well, congratulations. A couple of months ago, we talked about when Guinness World Records certified the world's oldest living horse. And she's just chugging along as she celebrated her 38th birthday.
Aww.
Over the weekend. Now, those that know horses go that, wow. Now, it's a brown mare named Fancy, a quarter horse. But now she's like into her third quarter, for crying out loud. The average lifespan goes up to 35 for a quarter horse.
Really?
She's at 38. And a milestone, by the way, on her birthday, she shared with her lifelong owner, Paige, who turned 34 the same day. So congratulations. Yeah, she got her favorite bowl of grain topped with the number 38. So happy birthday. On the flip side of that, the world's oldest man has now passed away. Now, Guinness never certified Marcelino Tolentino, who lives in a remote village in Peru. They never certified that he was, in fact, 125 years old. In fact, 5 days short of his 126th birthday. They didn't recognize him as the world's oldest man because of missing documents, because, for crying out loud, 125 years, you lose a couple of things along the way. But, yeah, he never married or had children, so that's why he lived so long.
What? How you doing over there?
You doing great.
Okay.
I'm doing great.
Okay.
I have my chainsaw. We're fine.
Let's get up with KB and Heather Lee.